This is Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers. If you've driven into Bayview from Milwaukee on Kinnickinnick Avenue, you've passed underneath the KK can opener. But unless you were driving a vehicle taller than 12 feet 9 inches, you passed underneath the Canadian Pacific Railroad Bridge without incident. A lot of trucks aren't so lucky. They find themselves stuck, or worse, with their roofs ripped off. Writer Matt Rohde wondered why the bridge was so low, and he published his article Bayview Truck Eater in the September issue of Milwaukee Magazine. He tells Lake Effect's Bonnie North it's a place where you see flashing lights on a regular basis.
There are other spots like this around the country, and Bayview is the locus for the state of Wisconsin, more or less, for having overpasses that are lower than you would expect or lower than truckers would expect. So they get stuck under there on a regular basis. And they could be delivery trucks. Sometimes delivery trucks are taller. You get a lot of those going through.
Do you find when you were doing the research for this, are the standards just not connecting? Because trucks have a certain height, right?
They're supposed to be, if you're traveling on a state highway, you're supposed to be, and generally the rule in Wisconsin is you can't be higher than 13 feet 6 inches. So the bridges are set to 13 feet 9 inches to give a little bit of wiggle room in case you go over a bump or something. But not all the bridges really meet that standard, and they're often railroad bridges in Wisconsin and other places. And it's difficult to reorient them. I spoke to the railroad in this case, which is Canada Pacific, and they said, well, you know, the road clearance is really the responsibility of the road. So they were saying that the road should go lower, and the Statewide Highway Department kind of danced around the issue and said, well, you know, there's not a whole lot we can do because we can't raise the railroad. That's private property. And so we're kind of in a difficult position.
They can't dig out lower.
Right, yeah. They can't somehow like
excavate the
like you would with a model train set.
Exactly.
So they put up a sign, and this is what states do, is they put up a sign that says, and sometimes they put flashing lights on it that says, the clearance is lower. And then people see these trucks going in, and it's like, well, what is wrong with them? But they're used to 99% of the clearances being at least 13 feet 9 inches. So when they hit one that's, in this case, it's a little bit more than what the sign says, and the sign says 12 feet 9 inches. So when they hit one of these, they're not fully asleep at the wheel, but they're kind of lulled into a sense of confidence. And so they hit that, and then they, like a tin can, they get their top ripped off. And it turned out that there are 7 total crossings on state highways that are less than 13 feet 9 inches. And 5 of them are in the Bayview area, including this one that's notorious. And another one is right after it. So
if you don't get your top ripped off on the first one, you'll get it on the second one.
Yeah. There was a beer truck this spring that I think it tends to be delivery trucks going into Bayview that hit it. And then it's not like a horrible, messy accident. It could be if a car was right behind them and slammed into the back of it. And it doesn't seem to have hurt the railroad.
That was my question. You know, with all of those trucks, you know, getting caught, is it affecting the structural integrity of the actual bridge?
The railroad, they had to rebuild it in 2010, and they didn't do anything to raise it then either. So that would suggest that it hasn't caused much of a problem. If it was a full-on collision of some kind, it might be a different story.
Usually trucks at that point are going slowly enough that they're not going to like knock out pilings and things, you would hope.
Right, yeah.
You'd hope.
Yeah, so it's a difficult little spot. And it says in the story that Bayview is like a bear trap for trucks. And there are not a lot of good options to prevent this from happening.
I was going to say, they don't have a lot of other places to go.
Yeah, unless you get Tony Zelensky, the alderman, out there jumping up and down and waving his arms. There are laser systems, but as often as you see laser pointers nowadays, having a big laser system that would shoot through the rain to detect the height of a truck, I'm not even sure how that would work, would be really expensive.
And then what? It's going to flash at you saying, don't pass,
yeah,
don't
right.
pass.
Stop.
Stop.
Yeah, they could put more signage on the railroad itself overhanging, but you got to get pretty close to even see that. So maybe outreach to truck drivers is, but doing outreach to like any profession is a difficult thing because
Well, there's so many, and there's so many, you know, individuals, people are doing independent businesses as well as delivery people for the bigger companies and that sort of thing. It just seems like this is not going to get fixed by sending out pamphlets or emails to people.
Right. Yeah. It usually doesn't work.
Yeah.
Anyone who works in an office knows, unless it was part of the drilled home when you got the special kinds of driver's licenses, that there are exactly 7 crossings where this doesn't work. And yep. If you work in the Milwaukee area,
you need to know these. Yeah. Maybe that's part of getting your license. I'm assuming most of the people who are driving that have some sort of commercial license, you know, and if you're going to be working in the area. Yeah, I'm trying to think out loud about ways to prevent this from happening and having drivers caught, because, of course, no company wants their truck ripped apart. You know, no driver wants to have that on his or her record. Nobody wants the traffic to stop because you have to peel metal off the road because, you know, they've hit the bridge. You know, and if, as you say, you know, Canadian Pacific is not particularly interested in raising the bridge, the city's not going to dig down lower to give more height. We're kind of in a position where it's like, what do we do?
Right.
You know, how do we prevent this? Except trying to put maybe more signage and say, you know, you have to be this short to go under this bridge or something, kind of like a ride at an amusement park.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's a busy road, too, which means whatever you implement, you wouldn't want it to slow down traffic too much. There's one, probably the worst example of this is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. There's a railroad overpass, and it crosses 5 different streets inside Ann Arbor, and it goes all the way down to 10.5 feet. So it's almost like a pinball game, and sometimes a truck will get stuck in one or the next one, and it's usually the 2 lowest ones that have the biggest issues. And yeah, they've not been able to figure out a situation. They looked at lowering the road, but there's a drain under the area. So that
they can't do that.
Yeah. And it would cost a huge amount of money to rebuild this big overpass bridge thing. So the railroad company has not been interested. So
we're kind of at an impasse, like we are here.
Yeah. I'm not aware of a case in Milwaukee where someone got seriously hurt. But yeah, it's not the safest situation because the trucks will get jammed in there. They'll kind of tilt to the side and people up the street at the bar see it happening. And
people pull out their camera phones and
right.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, hey, yeah, no, it seems like it's one of those situations. I mean, it's both funny and not funny. It's a serious issue. Fortunately, it doesn't, as you said, nobody's been seriously hurt, but they could be.
There's a Facebook page that's from the voice of they call it the KK Can Cruncher, that will inform you if something happens for some reason Bayview is very big on very specific Facebook groups that have a humorous edge, and that's one of them.
So this is the bridge itself reporting on what's happened?
Yeah. It's kind of, like an anthropomorphized voice of...
of the bridge.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. Oh, it's time for a truck.
Yeah. They're often, I know at least the one this spring was a beer truck, but you got plenty of delivery trucks that are serving restaurants and bars and stuff in Bayview that are coming through. And they don't, it seems to me much less common that they get stuck coming out, because you could get stuck on the bridge just north, or even the southern overpass or the southern side of the northernmost overpass, you could get stuck, but that doesn't seem to happen as often.
It's usually going into Bayview.
Right.
So there's your lesson. Don't go to Bayview.
Yeah, right. Stay out.
Stay out.
Yeah. Stay in Walker's Point.
Well, Matt Rohde, this was a fun article. You'll have to report back and let us know if anything changes.
Yeah. Hopefully this stops everything and everything is fine.
Exactly. We can only hope.
Yeah.
But it's great to see you and thanks for coming in.
Okay. Thank you.
Matt Rohde wrote his article Bayview Truck Eater for the September issue of Milwaukee Magazine. You can find a link to the KK Can Opener's Facebook page at WUWM.com. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.